all in a day's work. My husband, Howard, and I are middle-aged small business owners in a happy and, until recently, monogamous marriage. We deal with the public and various salesmen and delivery men on a daily basis. My little adventure concerns one of those salesmen. Even though I have 3 grown kids, I'm still slim, with long, naturally red hair, green eyes, great legs, and a nice ass, and smallish but perky little tits. I love going out with Howard wearing a micro mini, skin-tight top, fishnet stockings, spike heels, and no underwear. Tramping it, I call it. I've been known to go out to dinner wearing a trench coat and heels and nothing else underneath. I usually guarantee it's a good finger fucking under the table at some point during dinner. I get turned on by flashing truckers and teasing Howard's friends by accidentally flashing them or rubbing my tits against them. My husband enjoys watching other men watch me, but recently I discovered that he wanted to watch them do more than watch me. This was due to the part of some of the letters we had read and we enjoyed in some of these fine magazines that you had seen out here in the world. The other catalyst was when I told Howard about dreaming I had that one of our salesmen, Greg. Before this dream, I hadn't even thought of Greg in a sexy way. The dream of him fucking me doggy style while I sucked my husband dry sure changed that. Howard and I began talking, having a threesome with Greg. At first, I thought my boyfriend was either kidding or just talking out of fantasy. But the more we talked, the harder the sex between us became. And soon all I could think about was being kissed, licked, sucked, and fucked by the 2 of them. It got so bad, well, or good, I should say, that I'd wake myself up in the middle of the night, caressing my tits, rubbing my swollen clit, until I came several times over and over and could finally go back to sleep. With Howard's encouragement, I began my campaign. This was going to be a challenge because we knew Greg was married. So I eased into it by wearing short skirts. When I knew he was coming to our store, giving him a glimpse of the bare pussy now and then. I put on a temporary tattoo, innocently asked if he'd like to see it. It just so happened to achieve my breast. I really wanted him to do more than just look. But he was just being coy. Men. So for a few good weeks, I had to be content and teasing and flashing. That was really no problem since the nights after Greg came in, I was so hot from flirting with Howard that I had some terrific sex. One afternoon when Greg was due to arrive, Howard and I decided it was time to escalate things. When Greg came in, I told him I had bought me a new dress and I wanted his opinion of it. He agreed. Handled any customers that might come in. So I went to go change. The dress was solid black, very short, stopping just past my crotch, and very, very clingy. I put on my black thigh-high stockings, my black heels, and a smile, and I strolled up to where Greg was sitting. He looked somewhat surprised, but appreciative, and he said I looked very nice. Not exactly the reaction I would have hoped for, but he seemed a little unsure of the whole situation. To nudge him in the right direction, I turned around and leaned forward, exposing my round little white ass. "Don't you think about a little short?" I asked with an invitation in my voice. My husband was making complimentary and suggestive remarks during my little fashion show, but Greg still wasn't too sure of how to respond. To help him out, I sat down across from him and put one leg up on the table between us, giving him a close-up view, my steamy, wet, and ready pussy. He just sat there. So I took the bull by the horn, so to speak. I told him he could do anything he might feel like doing. In a heartbeat, he was on his knees, licking and sucking my juicy love hole, the tongue fucking me. Howard watched with an aroused interest until a curious customer walked in the front door. It was exciting to know that there were customers not that far from where I was getting such a good tongue lashing. My husband was still busy with Greg, brought me to an orgasm, left me dizzy. But he told me later that he could hear me panting and moaning, even though I was trying to be quiet. After I caught my breath, I moved and returned to the favor. I unzipped his pants and unleashed a beautiful, very hard love tool. After licking and sucking it for a while, I suggested he lower his pants so that I could get some loving on his balls. He had a really good-looking dick, and his balls were a treat, too. I do love sucking a good cock and licking and sucking a nice set of balls. Howard was enjoying watching me work, and I was loving every minute of it. Unfortunately, the customers kept interrupting my husband's pleasure, but certainly not Greg's. In short order, he exploded in orgasm, and I felt as if I were gripping a fire hose. The force of the orgasm almost made me come again, and I could feel my juices chipping from my pussy. I swallowed every drop and continued sucking it to get it all, and I looked up at him and smiled. Howard returned to the scene just at then, and he was disappointed to discover that he had just missed both of our orgasms. He wanted to watch me, of course, and another guy, but we'll have to do this in another time, I guess. Once we locked the doors for the night, however, Howard and I made up for this being left out. He set my bare ass one up on the counter, threw my legs on his shoulder, and fucked me until I screamed. Wow.